Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'll be talking apples, Waverly apples to be exact. The Waverly Apple Jubilee is taking place this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And heading back in time to the late 1800s to early 1900s, Waverly became part of the great apple industry, some of the first apple orchards being those set by the Wessel, Hall, and Webb families. Their varieties being Ben Davis, Gano, Father Abraham, Libert Wiggs, and several other varieties. Today, there are many new varieties produced in the area. Spraying wasn't done until 1905, when John Wessel purchased the first horse-drawn sprayer and began to spray for the cotyledon moth with arsenic of lead. As the Waverly apple industry grew in those early days, the orchard people became very proud of their product. When a large and colorful apple was found, it was brought to town and put on display in a local place of business. This soon brought on competitions from other apple growers in the Waverly area. It wasn't long until each fall, during the harvest of apples, that each grower brought apples to town for display. One of the first apple shows ever held in Waverly was during the annual Waverly Street Fair. The apple show was in the Oscar Thomas Grocery and Hardware Store, where Mr. Thomas gave a cash prize to the best barrel of apples, with the judges being from out of town, of course. As time went by, it became a custom to have an apple show each year at the annual street fair, later called the Fall Festival, during the apple harvest. Farmers from the area soon began to bring in their prized farm products for display and judging. The annual street fair with an apple show brought people from far and near to enjoy and join in on the festivities. The same tradition holds true today. It has been said that if you're looking for someone from Waverly but can't find them, wait until the apple harvest and he will show up. Horses and special built wagons were used for transporting barreled apples from orchard to refrigerated railroad cars. These railroad cars used blocked ice for cooling. The special built wagons were usually made to haul 15 to 18 barrels of apples. The haulers furnished their own team and wagon and received 10 cents per barrel delivered to the railroad siding east of the Waverly Depot. The early growers used a standard apple barrel as their container. The barrels held approximately 3 bushels and weighed about 150 pounds. About the year 1926, the bushel basket became popular because of its size, weight, liner, and cost. For the next 25 years, Waverly apples were packed almost exclusively in this container. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. What do you call a blind dinosaur? Do you think he saw us? With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.